Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad made history today when he arrived in Baghdad for a two-day state visit. He's the first Iranian president to visit Iraq, and part of the reason was to show that the war the two countries fought 20 years ago was behind them. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from Baghdad.
The Iranian president couldn't have asked for a better greeting than the one he received today in Baghdad. There was an honor guard, a red carpet, and a military band that played both the Iraqi and the Iranian national anthems. In many ways, the Iranian president had come here for the pomp and circumstance. Arriving just days before parliamentary elections in his own country, Ahmadinejad is seeking to burnish his foreign policy credentials. And today's high-visibility love fest with the Iraqi leadership was clearly calculated for effect. Vali Nasser is a professor of international politics at Tufts University.
It underscores the fact, in the eyes of Arabs as well as the United States and the West, that Iran is a player, an important player in Iraq.
To drive that point home, Ahmadinejad talked about friendly, even brotherly relations with Iraq.
The two peoples, Iraqis and Iranian, will remain always side by side. This visit will open a new page in the bilateral relations.
When asked by reporters at a joint press conference with Iraqi President Jalal Talabani why he had decided to visit now, Ahmadinejad joked about family needing to visit family.
No one would ask why brothers meet, but question why brothers do not meet.
The two presidents said they discussed economic, political, security, and oil issues, and said the two sides would sign agreements, but they weren't specific. That was hardly surprising, as this trip was never supposed to be about substance. It was about spectacle. And for all the kisses and compliments at the highest levels in Baghdad today, at the street level, the Ahmadinejad visit was seen very differently. Ahmed Fouzi, a 23-year-old from Baghdad who is in the antiquities business, was typical.
Each person has his own view, and a person who is benefiting from this visit would certainly defend it. But the Iraqi people, many of them, three-quarters or 99% of Iraqi people, do not like this Ahmadinejad visit.
He said that Iranian support of insurgents and militias in Iraq made Ahmadinejad an unwelcome guest.
You see IEDs in their name, RPGs in their name, so I do not support the visit.
Indeed, for many Iraqi Sunnis, the visit seems to provide further evidence of Iran's influence over Iraq's largely Shiite government. There were demonstrations across the country. In the Sunni stronghold of Fallujah, placards called the Iranian president a serial killer for his support of Shiite militias in Iraq that have targeted Sunnis. In the Qurrata neighborhood of Baghdad, there were flyers warning Iraqis not to be naive about Ahmadinejad. Today a visit, one said. Tomorrow they will take control. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Baghdad.